I want to see if we can finish the seminar Khafifa today. I had a lot of my comments, but go through it reasonably quickly. Really, this is just a continuation of the shiur from yesterday when we started talking about Khafifa. Again, Khafifa refers to the physical preparations that a woman makes in terms of her body before going to the mikveh, making sure there's no hot tears on, combing her hair out, removing anything else from the body, and so on. So we mentioned last time at the end. We're up. I think we're up to Sifrov now. So we mentioned at the end last time the question of doing the chafifa in advance of the actual tefillah, and we had actually a machlokas. The Gemara says, I've reprinted it here in source one. Gemara Nida Samaches when Aleph says Hilchos Isha Chofefes Bayom V'Tovelos Balayla. Halacha is a woman can do the chafifa during the day and then go to the mikveh at night. Again, neither we know goes to the mikveh at night at the end of that the seventh of the Shemitah Kiyum. She goes to the mikveh at night. She does the chafifa during the day prior to going to the mikveh that night. That's the hilchos number one. But then it says hilchos isha lo sochu v'ala b'layla. And there's another statement, another hilchos that she should not do the chafifa until the evening right before she's going to the mikveh. Obviously, I have a stiras. The Gemara says a kashi hilchos, contradiction between the two hilchos. It's a low kasha, hod the efsher, hod the low efsher. Right, one is talking about where it's not possible, and one where it is possible. We mentioned last time at the end of Machlokas Rashi and the Shiltas. Right, what's efsher, what's low efsher? The concern of each thing has a concern. On the one hand, is the Shiltas emphasizes that we have a din of samach l'chafifa tefillah, that the chafifa should be as close as possible to the actual tefillah. Because the whole idea is to check your body and to make sure nothing there. So you don't want to do it 9 hours early and you're going to go about your business during the day. Then who knows what might happen. So therefore, the proper thing to do it as close as possible to the actual tefillah. And that's what the Baal HaShulta says, the difference is do it at night. On the other hand, the problem with doing it at night is we're afraid you might do a rush job. Right? She has to go, she has to go into the mikveh, so she's rushing, it's tumulik, and so on and so forth. So better do it during the day. And we kind of suggested, as a conclusion, the poskim suggests we're trying to get the best of both worlds. She do the chafifa, begin the chafifa kind of late in the day, so she has the time, but it should extend sort of into the evening. The final preparation should be right before she goes into the mikveh. That's how we figured it out. Anyway, Rashi learns hod efsher. Okay, again with machlokas Rashi and Shiltos. Rashi hod efsher lochof bayom chofefes bayom. If it's possible, which under most ordinary circumstances, let's say today's what, Tuesday. So when we go to the mikveh tonight, so she do the chafifa today during the day. That's efsher. Then efsher lochof bayom chofefes bayom because that's when you do the best job. You don't feel rushed. But hod lo efsher lochof, for example, that's not possible. For example, it's Motzei Yontif or something like that, where you can't do the chafifa. She's going to the mikveh Motzei Shabbos, going to the mikveh Motzei Yontif. So chafifa involves activities which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yontif. Then there's no choice. Then she'll have to do it in the evening and make sure she does a good job. Okay? Now, if Yontif falls on Motzei Shabbos or Shabbos, whatever it is, Yontif gets in the way or Shabbos gets in the way, so then she'll do it at night. Okay? That's the understanding of Rashi. So I just want to mention, the question really is how far off can you push it off? Rashi seemed to say that you can't do the if you're you can't do it on the day immediately prior to the mikveh. Let's say Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yontif. So she can't do the chafifa during that day before going to the mikveh that night, okay? Because it's Shabbos, because Yontif. So Rashi said, well, then you can't do it on the Friday before. Then lo tocho v'lo b'layla, you have to do it in the evening. But there is a value, obviously, for doing it during the day because you're going to do a more serious, more calmer job and not rush it to do a more thorough job. Good. But not if it's that early. You hear what I'm saying? That's what the rush, we discussed this yesterday, but the rush here in Hilchos Mikvos and Siman Lamed Zayin is Medayin. Okay? Pirush Rashi, right? Look at the second line of that rush. Pirush Rashi in source three. Bekoshi hitir laharchi kafifosa mitvilosa. Okay, we don't really want to, have a big time lapse, laharchik, to have a lot of time in between the chafif and the tefillah. In a certain sense, what the Rosh is saying is Rashi acknowledges, in a way, the Baal HaShulchan is right. You should really do the chafifa right before the tefillah. Ela mishum dahachi odif lachof bayom, but we have another a conflicting, value, okay, namely that it's better to do the chafifa during the day. You can see what you're doing, you're not rushed and so on. The chayfa Lo chai for Shapir, like we explained yesterday, we're afraid she's busy, she's running to get back to her husband and so on and so forth. And then it's in the evening, it's more pressure. So she'll do a rush job, right? So therefore, we'll let her do it. We'll let her do it during the day before going to the mikveh. And Rehilchus Aisha Chavos Biyom Tavelas Belaila. He quotes this theory of Hilchus. And Rashi explains, appears Rashi in the fourth line, is the Rosh Chodesh Rashi, who just said it. Hodev Shalachom Biyom Kavos Achol Chofefes. And Rehilchus Shalachom Belaila Gom Shechal Tzadat Mon Tzay Shabbos Shem Tochof Be'erev Shabbos Lo Tiyach Hafifo Samach Tzil Then Hilchus Chofefes Belail Tzvila B'mo Tzay Shabbos. Rashi spells out what Rashi means. And this is important. So again, according to Rashi, the low Efsher, right? The low Efsher. For example, Kagon, the end of the fourth line of three. Shechol Tvila, Shechol Tvilosa, B'motzoi Shabbos. Her night of going to the mikveh is Motzoi Shabbos. Now, Shem Tochof Be'erev Shabbos, she can't do the Chafifa on Shabbos day itself. So now you're going to push it back to Friday. She said, Lo Tia Chafifa, someone who Tvilos at all. Then the Chafifa will be far removed from the Tvila, right? The Rosh is saying, therefore, Hilchas, Chofefes, Bilel Tvila, Motzoi Shabbos. There's no choice. That's the low Efsher, right? And she have no choice but to do it when? At night, right? Before she goes to the mikveh. Now, so therefore, that's the, so Rashi is not willing, according to what the Rashi is saying, and it's a push-up shot, he's not willing to allow you, you know, to push off the, not to push off, to remark him, to make the chafifa as early as Friday when you're going to the mikveh Saturday night. No, you can't do it on Saturday day because it's Shabbos. So then you have no choice but to do it Saturday night. Make sure you do a good job. We usually don't like to wait until the night she goes to the mikveh itself because she's going to rush job in the evening. But there's no choice. There's no choice. Right? Now, the rush then extrapolates from here. Lefi Perusho, three lines on the bottom, source three. Imchal Yontif Motzoi Shabbos. Okay. Now what? Okay. What if Yontif lands on Motzoi Shabbos? She's not going to be able to do it. She's supposed to go to the mikveh Saturday night. Okay, so it's an ordinary Saturday night. Okay, so she'll do the chafifa for Saturday night. That's the low Efsher, right? So I have no choice but do it Saturday night. What if Yom Tov is Motzei Shabbos? We don't have that this round of Yom Tov, but sometimes, as we well know, Yom Tov lands on a Saturday night. So she's supposed to go to the mikveh Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos. So she can't do the chafifa on Friday. It's too early. She can't do it Saturday night now either because it's Yom Tov. So now what? You hear the question? It's a chal Yom Tov Motzei Shabbos. Okay. Or you could say you make the case the other way around. Let's say Chal Shabbos after Yom Tov. Let's say it's a Friday Shabbos. So now that we do have in the fall. Okay, the full Yom Tov will be Thursday, Friday Shabbos. Okay, this year. So the same thing. You can't do it the night of going to the mikveh because it's Shabbos. You can't do it earlier because it's too early. So what do you do now? You hear the question of the Rosh. Right, what do you do now? It says Nira Shalom. So Lefi Perushim Chal Yom Tov Motzei Shabbos Nishalo Itiru Lachav Perav Shabbos Lipo Motzei Shabbos. Sorry, Pirush the Bekoshi Itiru Lachav Yom. That's also afim chayyot motzay Shabbos and umutav shetidche tefilosa. She'll have to push off the tefillah. She won't be able to go Saturday night if it's yontif. Yes, she won't be able to go. She'll have to push off tefillah to motzay yontif, and she'll do it that night. You hear what the Rosh is saying?
So she should do it motzay Shabbos.
No, she can't do Motzei Shabbos because it's Yom Tov. So she shouldn't go to the mikveh. She should push off the tefillah till Motzei Yom Tov, tonight, whatever Motzei Yom Tov is. And then do the tefillah that night of Motzei Yom Tov, when it's Yom Chol.
Is that what Rashi says?
Well, the Rosh is extrapolating. Rashi hasn't mentioned it in the favorite. But the Rosh says you have to push off the tefillah. Okay? It's because he's insisting that according to Rashi, you never allowed early chafifa. You allow early chafifa when the day of the chafifa is immediately followed that evening by the tefillah. In other words, normal case, today is Tuesday. We're going to the mikveh tonight. Okay, we have notes that we want to do. We really prefer some of the chafifa tefillah. Okay, but we don't want her to do a lousy job, so we allow it Tuesday day. That's when the day is right before the night of the mikveh. When it's an earlier, let's say the night of the mikveh is Saturday night, we don't say you can do it Friday. That's all Rashi said. Rashi said you'll do it Saturday night. But now, if you can't do it Saturday night either, now what do you do? So the Rosh argues, no, you can't do it Saturday night because Yom Tov, Shabbos goes right into Yom Tov, let's say. Sometimes it happens next year. Next year, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Okay, so Shabbos goes right into Yom Tov. You're not going to be able to do the Chafif on Motzei Shabbos because it's Yom Tov now. You have to wait till after Yom Tov's over. And he says, push the wheel off. The Chiddush, that's what he said. The Rashi said it, doesn't say it, but he's extrapolating from Rashi. However, you follow? The other Rishonim don't accept that. Okay, other Rishonim don't accept that. Tosas, in Nidus, Hamachesim, and Aleph, and Adav, Dumas and Hilchosot. First, he explained just, you know, he understands Hilchosot, Ish Chavel, Yom Tzvot, a lot of periods, but Erev Shabbos, the Tovelas, Motzoi Shabbos. Okay? Basically, he allows the case of Efshar and Lo Efshar, again, the next Tosfos on to Efshar, he says, you have no choice. That's like a case of Lo Efshar. He says, "V'hod de lo efshar locham motzoi Shabbos leil tzidos and don't you yomtiv." Then chofefes merav Shabbos. Then you have no choice but to go back to Friday and do the chafifa. You follow? The Tosfos does not say push off the tefillah. No, no, you're gonna do the tefillah Saturday night. Okay, ayat yomtiv. Okay, so then you have no choice but to do the chafifa Friday afternoon. You follow? You have to do it erev Shabbos.
Ideally, what is she supposed to do?
Ideally, you do the chafifa that day when you go to the mikveh that night. Okay?
Yeah.
Here, that day is Shabbat. Okay? So you can't do it. Now, so you do it Saturday night. But what if Saturday night's Yatav? So according to the Rosh, well, you're going to have to push off the whole tefillah. But according to the Tosfos, you don't push off the tefillah. Then you'll have no choice but to do the chafifa when? Friday, when it's Erev Shabbos.
So really, in general, depending on Shabbos, you're supposed to do the chafifa, right?
No, so again, ideally, you do the chafifa during the day, but the day immediately before that evening. Let's say today's Tuesday, so you'll do the chafifa today, Tuesday, for Tuesday night. Most of the time, not a problem, it's a weekday. You run into the problem when it's Shabbos. So you can't do the chafifa on Shabbos. So in that case, when do you do it? Saturday night. Okay, you can't do it. You're supposed better to do it during the day so you don't do a rush job. But if you can't do it during the day because it's Shabbos, you have no choice to do it at night. Good. But what if the night you can't do it either because it's Yontif? Shabbos goes right into Yontif. So according to the Rosh, can you go back to Friday? No, Friday's too early. Friday's too early for a chafifa. You have to push the whole tefillah off till, let's say, Sunday night. Let's say Yontif. Let's say Yontif is Shabbos Sunday. Okay, it comes up not infrequently. Yontif is Shabbos and Sunday, right? So Saturday night you can't do chafifa because it's Yontif. Sunday night, it's okay. You push the tefillah off at night. You go to the mikvah Sunday night. Do the chafifa Sunday night before going to the mikvah. But Tosfos says, no. In that case, you can do the chafifa earlier. You don't push off the tefillah. Tefillah is still going to be on Saturday night. Okay? I want to do the chafifa. Can't do chafifa on Saturday night. It's Yom Tov. Well, you have to make it Friday. But yeah, but there's no choice. What else are you going to do? You find there's no other time to do it. That's what Tosfos says. They do the tefillah on Erev Shabbos, even though the tefillah is going to be separated from the chafifa. But okay, that's the low efshar. What can you do? You don't push off the tefillah. Rashbo also writes in the Bais Aruch by Zayin, Shar Zayin. Rashbo also says, if you can't do the chafif at night, okay, if you do the chafif during the day, the tefillah at night, okay. In other words, he quotes the whole Gemara. So first of all, he prefers in general the sheet of the Shiltas. We discussed this yesterday, okay. Really, he feels in general the chafifah should be at night in general, not during the day. Okay. The Rashbo is coming from a different angle. Rashbo is coming from the angle that the Baal Shultas is right. You never do it early. You should always do the tefillah at night. I'm sorry, the chafif at night, right before the tefillah. That's his preference, because that wins out. Tefillah wins out. Just make sure you do a good job. You always do the tefillah of the night, the chafif of the night of the tefillah. Yeah, but what if you can't? Okay, what if you can't do it because it's Shabbos? Or it's Yontif. It's Saturday night is Yontif. Where you go to make a Friday, it's Shabbos. So when are you supposed to do chafifa then? So then you have no choice but to do chafifa before. You're in a day. Okay, what can you do? You can't do. That according to him, that's a low efshar. You can't do the chafifa, samach l'tefillah, because it's Shabbos. Or it's Yontif. So what? But now the Rosh Boh adds, third line of five, the lav dafka b'yom v'tavelas b'layla shall akra. And I feel a loch of bear of Shabbos, little old son, Yantav Rishon, so Achar Shabbos a couple of days later, or Bains of Goliath, Bain Rosh Hashanah. He says, even if it means a couple of days, it's still okay. Okay? And the basic reason with Tosfos, you do the Chafifa Erev Shabbos or Erev Yantav, okay? Even if now there's going to be a real lapse, you could have a several day lapse if you think about it. Let's say sometimes Shavuot is Sunday and Monday. Not this year, but sometimes Shavuot is Sunday and Monday. Okay, so let's say she's supposed to go to the mikvah Saturday night. So the Rashbo says she should really do the chafifa, like the Shilta says, that night, Saturday night. But you can't. It's Yontif. Okay, so can't do it the next night either. It's still Yontif. Not till Monday night will be Motzoi Yontif. So you'll do the chafifa Friday, even though there's a bit of a lapse. So the Rosh didn't like a lapse. He said you have to push off the tefillah. What I'm saying, the Rashba in this sense agrees with Tosas, another Rishonim, that you don't push him off the tefillah. Okay? You do the Chafifa early. Okay, the only thing he adds is, B'davka b'she'ina, look at the last two lines. You with me? So it's a machlokas. Okay, the Rosh says you push off the tefillah in that case. You can't do so. The Chafifa can't be that far removed from the tefillah. And therefore, you better push off the tefillah. And the other Rishonim say, no, we'd rather not have it that far removed. There's no choice. There's no choice. What can you do? You're not going to push off the tefillah. Okay, so I have to do it earlier. Okay, what can you do? So anyway, and it doesn't matter. Even if the Leil Tefillah is Monday night, the Leil Tefillah is Sunday night, or whatever. The Leil Tefillah is Monday night. Well, Monday night's already okay, but let's say the Leil Tefillah is Sunday night. And it's still Yom Tov, they have to do the Tefillah Friday, a couple days early. I mean, the Chafifah Friday. Really? Yeah, I roll out here. So that's the sheet of the Rosh. What adds at the end of five, but it's in the Dafka, Kesheina Gufa Barosha Mishas Tefillah. He says, but the Eon, remember we said the Esed Zoraisa? Examining her body, inspecting her body, that she'll have to do at the night of the tefillah. The bechafifa drabbanan hekei. When are we makel to allow the chafifa earlier, even a couple of days earlier under some circumstances? That's the chafifa. The whole chafifa is a takanas ezra. It's a drabbanan. But the thing that's doraisa, the eon, right, the self examination, that you can't do it. Okay, eon doraisa lev shalava. So that's what the Rashi ends at the end. He says, Doraisa, you need that, you have to do at night. The Chafifa, he doesn't go so far as the Rosh. The Rosh says you got to push off the whole Tefillah. Rosh Bo says, no, you don't push off the Tefillah. The Leil Tefillah is a Leil Tefillah. When's he supposed to do the Chafifa? So do it a day or two early, the earliest of it, the last weekday possible. Last weekday possible, Friday. Okay, in the case like the day before, whatever the last weekday, last available weekday is. Okay. There's a break, there's a lapse between the Chafifa and the Tefillah. Okay, you have no choice. Okay, we're not going to push off the tefillah because it didn't drop bottom of chafifa. But the eon, that you'll still have to do the night before. That you can do. That's not a conflict to Yom Tov anyway. That you'll still have to do. Okay? So that's the Rosh. But the Ran also says like that. The Ran and Shuas, Zayin Amud Aleph on the page of the Rif and Shuas. So six, says again, he quotes the Machokas, he says the Shiltas, okay, and the Machokas, Shiltas, and Rashi. We look at the last line, Chal Yom Tov Achar Shabbos, Hofefes Be'erev Shabbos. Okay, the Tovelas Leil Sheni B'Shabbos. He says if you have Yom Tov is right after Shabbos. Okay, let's say Shabbos and Sunday, or it's a Shabbos Sunday Yom Tov here, whatever Yom Tov Sheni is Sunday, right? Sometimes it happens Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot is Shabbos Sunday. Like that this year, I think. This past year was like that. No, Shabbos and Sunday, but the full Yom Tov I think was Shabbos Yom Tov. Shabbos Sunday this past year, right? Am I mistaken? I think so. Okay, the past, the full Yom Tov, we're Shabbos and Sunday, basically. So, good. So, if you're doing the Chafifa on Friday, and when is the Tefillah going to be? The Leil Tefillah, Sunday night. Okay, it's early, but okay. That's what he said, the last line of six on that page, Yichal Yotav, Achar Shabbos, called Fevez Be'er of Shabbos, the Tovel of Leil Sheni, the night before Monday, Sunday night. Okay. Bechol Zek, and they shall offer a couple of Leil Tefillah, Atzma, the Chashir, and Shemel, the Tov, Yofe. All right, as we said before. Okay, but he also says at the end, I will be yune, iika midi de chayitz, look at yourself to make sure there's no chatzitza, that self-examination, dumi doraisa, lomika, no kulos. That's what he says. So look on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Shulchan Aruch. So it's just the Rosh who says you push off the tefillah. Most don't. The Shulchan Aruch here says in the first part of Siv Vav and Siv Kuf Tzadik Tesh 7, how tefillos of Motzoi Shabbos, v'hu yontif, sheyav shalachov, oz tochov, barav Shabbos. That's how you pass it. Don't push off the tefillah. Okay? Yeah, good. That's the Shulchan Aruch over here. Then the Rishonim just discuss, what if there's 2 days of Yom Tov after Shabbos? Like I mentioned before, sometimes Shavuos. Okay, sometimes Shavuos is Sunday, Monday. Then you have a three day Yom Tov the other way. Usually 3 day Yom Tov, we call 3 day Yom Tov usually Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Right? This is the reverse case. It's Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. Right? But it can only happen with Shavuos. You have Shabbos, Sunday. Oh no, it can also happen the first days of Pesach next year. The first days of Pesach can also be Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. Okay, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, next year like that. Next year it happens like that, and that doesn't happen again for another 20-something years. Okay, it's the last time in a while. But anyway, I remember when the first time I had the 1970s, I think it was early 70s, hadn't happened for 20 years. It was a big novelty. Erev Pesach and Shabbos, now it's happened in the last 30, 40 years, not always, but it's happened not infrequently. You all remember And you make the early minyan, you got to go home, the shalom shuvas, all kinds of problems. So we'll discuss it next year. But anyhow, and then you can put all the pamphlets away because it won't come up again for another 20 years. Anyhow, so that could happen, right? There's Pesach, and it's more common happen shuvas, Sunday and Monday. So that's what the post can discuss over here, okay? Then it's going to be a real big break. Let's say, another day of a break we're doing on Friday. So the Balei Nefesh, okay, can we wait 3 days between the Chafif and the Tefillah? That's another, it's an extra day, right? So the Balei Nefesh, not the Balei Nefesh himself, but the Raivit, the Balei Amor, and the Selah Chokas, the Sagos, Razach Halevi on the Balei Amor on the Balei Nefesh, and Simon Gimel, Oz Dalad, okay? There, the Balei Amor writes that he says, that he's not ready to do, okay? You can't separate the Chafifa from the Tevila that far, okay? Okay, he says you have no choice. I mean, 1 second. Yeah, he says he's not happy. He says he doesn't think you can. When it's mutzah, you have to find out the Shabbos, and that's one thing. But to push off that many days, then he's not willing to be make on. Okay, 1 second. We fall short. It doesn't really say so you should push it off. It doesn't mean you should push it off. Okay? But he says you can't separate the Chafif and Tefillah by more than 1 day, certainly not 2 days. Okay?
So if you stop on the side, yeah, he doesn't say what she should do.
He doesn't really say what she should do. So I don't know, does he go so far as to say to push it off? Not sure. But he says you need some Chafif and Tefillah. Actually, 1 second. 1 second. No, I'm sorry. He doesn't really deal with that exact case. I'm just looking at it more carefully now. Just saying in general not to push it off. I'm not sure now. I'm not sure what he would say in that case. Okay. Not sure. Okay, but you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Mikvot Perek Beis Halacha Tazayin. The Rambam writes in 9, Takanas Ezri should take Isha Chofefes Arachakav Tipo Fine. Im Efsher Halacha Balayim Vom Yad Teichan Chaviva Is Meshuba. Best thing is to do the Chaviva right before. Ubishas Et Chak Om Echol Chofefes Afilu BeErev Shabbos Betovelas The Motzoi Shabbos. Yeah, okay, but what if it's more than that? He doesn't say either. He doesn't say if it's more than that. All right. So it's not clear from the Rambam. But the Rambam just says, Shasachak, you can do the Chafif on Erev Shabbos and the Tefillah Motzoi Shabbos. The Beis Yosef, interpreting the Rambam here in our Sim Kuf Tzadi Tess, in Osvog, third part of the Rambam, quotes the Rambam, and he says, that's the maximum. That's the maximum the Rambam allows, is the 1 day. Again, so my focus, he learned the Rambam doesn't allow you to go earlier. So the question is, so what do you do, Doctor? What are you doing? Is a break? The answer is I'm not really sure now. I'll look at what happens when there's a break. According to those sheets, Lamaisa, we do allow you to make the break. Right? According to those sheets, according to the Balamor, I'm not sure what they would say. But Lamaisa, we do allow, as was in the Shulchan Aruch, we do allow even a several day lapse. But according to those who don't allow it, I'm not sure what they would say to do. The Rosh said to push off the Tevila. I didn't really see the others say that. I'm not sure. Okay, but anyway, Lamaisa, we do allow a time lapse. The question is, should you make any, special, when knowing there's a time lapse, anything you have to do that's special? So the Rosh in that same siman Hilchos Mikvos in siman Lamed Zayin writes, "V'kach nogo sanshu ina v'nisharos b'shabbes b'litein tav shel ne'em l'sasek v'dom shel v'lei chatzitza b'chamos ki jomaim," and so on to different things. He says, well, you do whatever preparation you can, and you're careful. The time lapse period, don't touch sticky things, and don't, you know, and you should tie your hair up carefully so things won't get dirty. In other words, basically, the Rosh writes, you get yourself ready in Erev Shabbos. Don't deal with any sticky food. You know, tie your hair together so it won't get tangled up. Tie your hair in such a way it won't get tangled up. In other words, make, you know, plan ahead. Okay, plan ahead. And the same thing that Sefer Tshuva writes in the Zilchus Nidus in Kuch. The Cholah Purim Mutar Lirchos Ovel Leltz Velasi Alas from Purim Shrashi Odet Tvei Lirchos Bayom. He quotes the same Achlokas, and he says, if you're going to have a time, some sort of a delay, so then, you know, make sure you clean yourself properly before, and you take whatever precautions are necessary, so you'll minimize the possibility of any kind of Tzitzit coming to play later on. Okay? Now, the Bach writes in Yerodea, by us here in Simchot Zaritess, and Rosh Beis, okay, he says it depends on different types of food, right? He says if it's sticky stuff, you can take a look at 13. If it's stuff that's sticky, then you still avoid it, but other things, it is okay. All right, so again, you have to take a look and see what, the woman should be careful. And again, he stresses, when she comes to the mikveh the next night, maybe the last line of 13, the ayin kol gufa samuch l'tefila. Examine yourself properly. The woman can deal with food. She shouldn't deal with food that's sticky, but you can deal with other food. And she does a thorough check and avoid things that are, that are sticky and dirty. All right. The Beis Yosef is a little more makel if you're careful, as it said in source 14. Zahiros to the sinas tashal in a makir. Okay, she has to feed her kids and so on and so forth. And we know the Yadayim Askani Hosein, that's an expression we find by Tulantara, until Zidayim. Their hands are touching all kinds of things. But he says it's okay. Basically, he says the Beis Yosef is that, she should give her children food as long as she's going to check later and make sure there's no chatzit. Okay, that's the bottom line. So let's look now at the Rashba. Shulchan Aruch Punt Rashba. By Zion, Shar Zion. Keep yourself clean. Keep yourself, it's okay. And he says here, okay, it's a Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, we call 3-day Yom. So she'll do the chafim on Wednesday and then tefillah on Shabbos. That's the bottom line. No matter how many days it's going to be, we don't push off a tefillah on account of the yom chafifa, okay? Because yevsher, but ubavad should tehei ma'enas bodekes heita b'shas tefillah kol gufa sarzosha tlayi davar chotis. That's the bottom line, and that's what Shulchan Aruch continues here in Sivvav 19. Im cholu beiz yom tovim b'yom chamishi v'shishi. Yontif is Thursday and Friday. Happens all the time. Yontif is a Michal El Tvilos of Elel Shabbos. She's supposed to be on the mikvah Friday night. Okay, and Yontif is Thursday and Friday. So Tochov Biyom Revi B'Shabbos. She'll do that till we pass him. She'll do the Chafifa on Wednesday. Even though there's a several day time lapse between the Chafifa and the Tvila. But the Tikshor Sarosea Kedosh Shalayz Babylon. Okay, again, tie your hair carefully or put some in your hair so it won't get tangled up. The more adds, gam tizor biyomish min chavir tila v'kol tinofes. Make sure you don't touch any gook. Shalib baku shum davar. Gam in against tafshil. Don't touch the food and so on. Okay, and try to avoid giving the kids if possible, especially stiff, sticky stuff. And then he writes, umiyo v'im af shal exire. Okay, what can you do? There's no choices to feed the kids and ain lochos. But when we call Mokom, Tirchot Yodea, call Pam, Shalodo, after she handles food, she'll wash her hands right away. We do that anyway. But we be careful about it. And then, Vishas Tfila, Ta'ayan, the Tivdok, Heitev. Check yourself out carefully to make sure no Chatzitza. And Chay Tachto Shinev, brush your teeth, and so on. So that's the way we do it. We do allow Chafifa even several days earlier, but on the understanding that afterwards he's going to be more careful, clean herself, and be careful. Okay. Now the Taz simply points out to Cotton Tess that, you know, on Yontif there are more leniencies with bathing than on Shabbos. Okay, so Yontif is less of a problem. That's what the Taz points out to Cotton Tess. There's a certain amount of rechitza is allowed on Yontif. Okay, so, you know, is it Shabbos after 2 days Yontif, or Yontif after Yontif 2 days Yontif after Shabbos? So he's on Shabbos, and he says on Yontif, let's remember, you're not allowed to heat up water for washing with and so on. We have a different thing. You're not allowed to wash your whole body on Yontif. You know, Chita's called a goof, shower, whatever else, but parts of the body you can wash. They said that you can do some of the chafifa. So basically it comes out, okay, that she should do some of the chafifa but she's going to the mikveh Saturday night, she can do some of the things on Friday. Those things that are muta on Yontif, she can do some sort of a preparation on Friday. For Saturday night, it's Yontif. Okay, so Yontif has certain coolers. Huh? Yeah, so then that's a question whether it's included in the Erev Tefillin and other types of things like that. Okay? Anyway, but certainly after handling something, you should wash your hands. Okay? So that's the... the Shach also adds, you're not up again, we mentioned before, she should be careful. Yeah, good. Okay? Now again, the B'r Gro points out, it's called Yud Tes 19, the same thing. We're only makil in allowing this early chafif. Right? There's an early chafif. It's not samach l'tvil at all. You could argue that if she's going to the mikvah today's Tuesday, if we weren't going to the mikvah tonight, does the chafif for Tuesday afternoon going into Tuesday night, where I said it before. So that's considered, that's still in the ballpark of samach l'chafif l'tvil. If you're going to the mikvah Saturday night, and you're going to do the chafif on Wednesday, that's not in the ballpark of some chafif tefillin. But there's no choice. Okay, we allow it. Okay, but we only allow it, that's the B'r Gro points out, because the chafif is the abundant to begin with. But the eon part, the examining part, that's still absolutely necessary. Okay, because that's the derives. Okay, now as a side point, the Shulchan Aruch mentions one other thing here in Siv Zion. Okay, what if it comes out that a woman wants to go to the mikveh on Shabbos day? Remember we discussed that earlier. We don't normally allow tefillah during the day. But there were certain circumstances that allow, you know, there was a dangerous to be out in the street. The animals, remember we discussed that? Right? We discussed this, no? You know, that certain circumstances will allow. So the question that the Moses asks, or Moses says, it needs a samach zayin obeyed, divah maschum shum srach bitam. Remember, that's why we don't let the tefillah, you know, the daughter will think you're allowed to go during the day, and so on. All that we discussed. Okay, so Tosa says, 20, Rabbi Mishulam, Hitir le'isha be'ir shah halachos le'ganavim. And he allowed, and the town was afraid to go to the mikveh. Really, she's supposed to go to the mikveh Friday night. Friday night was dangerous. Okay, so she's going to do this Friday afternoon. That's fine. She's supposed to go Friday night. She's not going to go Friday night. She's going to go Shabbos day. Okay, it's one of those cases we're afraid to go. Rabbi Mishulam said, really should go for Erev Shabbos Zayin Shalom. The Litvo B'yom Shabbos U'Shmini B'od Yom B'Shum Garobin. He allowed it. And even though you did the Chafifa when, not immediately before, because you really, you do the Chafifa Friday and go Friday night, but she didn't want to go Friday night because it was dangerous to, you know, muggers on the street or whatever. You go Shabbos, that's allowed too. Okay, that's the Rabbeinu Shulam is makel on that as well. But you can do the Chafifa on the seventh day, Friday afternoon, right? And the tefillah and the eighth day on Shabbos because it got over. However, when the Tam doesn't like that, when the Tam Oser, because the trait kuli lo ashkechan, the shari hashav, achok es chafifa mitzvah and srach mito. But here you're going to employ, by letting go to the mikvah on Shabbos day, we're going to end up employing two kulas. One, we're going to ignore the problem of srach mito, right? That the daughter will think you can go to the mikvah during the day, and at least in the need of the rice of days, you can't. Number two, you're being marchet the chafif from the tefillah. So to allow two things. We said before, okay, we can be marchet the chafif from the tefillah because the whole chafif is drabanan anyway. But to double drabanan, to allow two drabanan, the post can allow, the rabbi Tam is not wanting to say. Okay, rabbi Tam not wanting to allow that. That's the Tosis and Samach Zayin base. Okay, he said we can't allow two kulot. You can't allow both hachokas chafif from the tefillah as well as srach bitur. Okay, with me? And the Rosh says it also in Hilchos Nida, in the Hilchos Mikvos, in the Lamed Zayin, quotes when Meshulam hitir b'yir lachov erishavz, b'yir lachov erishavz, k'il yireyosim b'malaylo, b'sholach l'or b'natam, or b'natam sent him a letter, The trey kula b'hadadi lo makalina. You can't double jump, double kulas. The Ben Tam said the same thing. And the Mordechai also. Remez Tovshin Memzar in the back of Shuas. I also quote the same thing in Machluk as Ben Tam and Rabbeinu Meshulam. So the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Zion here, 23, writes, those places we're afraid to go to the mikvah night. Ein lahatir lochol me'erv Shabbos lipol b'yam Shabbos. The trey kula ba'adad yolam makalinan, kula d'zrach pita, kula d'archot as hafaf mitzvilah, hafaf mitzvilah, so we pass like that, Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, we don't allow a double kula. Right now. Now we come to an interesting case. We saw this book in the Samach Bavman base, 24. Okay, everyone with me? Okay, that was Sif of Zion. Now Vaito, Sif of Zion. Okay, more says Samach Bavman base. Omar Rava, Tovlova also. The Nim Shalah Dabra Chotzeitz. He found something on her afterwards. Now, says the Gemara, Im Samach Lechafifa Tovlo. If she did a proper Chafifa right before going to Mikra, Eina Tzarech Lachav Lipo again. Okay, if she did a thorough examination before going to the mikveh and found nothing, now when she comes out, she finds something on her. Then we can be make lunch. Well, she says in Psalm 25, it must have gotten on her when she after she went to the mikveh, right? Because she checked herself before going, found nothing. Now she comes out and finds something on her. Must have gotten on her in the mikveh somehow, steps or whatever, got on her. Some other time, we don't have to worry about that. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. The Rabban, Hilchos Nida Perek Tes Ozayin, same thing. Now, Afal Pisho Chofefas Biotalos Belaila, even those cases where we allow a normal circumstance to Chafifa during the day and Tefillah at night, he says, Bodekas Kolgufa Yofes Samach Tefillah, she still has to do the Iyun, what we call the Iyun, right? She has to examine herself carefully, Samach Tefillah, Shema Yehela Darachotes, Bodka Biyom Vishas Chafifa. The low bodka samach tefilas belaila. Okay, what if she checked herself during the day when she did chafifa? She did not recheck herself before going to the mikveh at night. It says im shomra atzma mishah shechafa shetava rizasim going in, but also a tefila. Even there is good. About it, make even there. Okay, because as long as she kept herself, she knew she was alert, and she knows that she didn't handle anything that could have gotten stuck there. And the Rashi agrees with that. Okay, quotes that Gemara. He writes, but, okay, if she did not check herself at all, okay, did not do proper chafifa, and then she comes out and finds something on her, then it doesn't count, then it's no good. Right? That's what the Rosh Bor said. I think he's saying, like the Ramban, basically, that if she checked herself before and found nothing, so then when she comes, and even if she didn't check herself right before, she checked herself when she did the chafifa earlier in the afternoon. She did a chafifa, and she was careful, you know, the rest of the time, then there's room to be makel as well, not require another tefillah. The Ran, yep, again, in the Rif and Shulz Vav Medrei, says the same idea. Okay? He says, if she was ma'ayin herself, then okay, but if she wasn't, she never examined herself, then we were no good, then she'd have to do the tefillah over again. So Shulchan Aruch writes, the beginning of Siv Ches, 29. Bimei Achol, okay, im chofefa v'ino atzma ayom v'tovlo v'leil yom acher. She did a chafifa and a proper examination during the day, and she went the following night. Also, atzil b'dyevet, af al pi yisho chafifa v'dikar samach atvila. Even if she didn't have anything, samach atvila. Okay, now that's it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch rule. The question is, we won't... No, again, the Ran say you have to do a thorough Eon and so on, we mentioned that. But the question is as follows. The Shulchan Aruch rules, okay, the Shulchan Aruch rules that Chafifa and Eon aren't right next to each other, but then it's okay in B'dievet. So the Taz, yeah, well, certainly in Sukkot and Gimel, all right, he's mechalik mechafif on the rosh. Look at the rest of the body. All right, well, let's skip that. Let's look at the next page. But what if she didn't do anything? In other words, she did a tefillah, and really didn't do a chafifa or iyum. Okay, but he ever now. You had a question? Well, that's the next case. That's the rabbi in the balanet in the Simon Gimel here. Shara Tzilo Simon Gimel, 31. Okay, what's the din? She didn't do a chafifa or an iyum. Right? So he writes, afila ina nafsha b'shara Tzilo b'chafiz rosh b'yalo sagil b'yune. Okay, and look at the end. Mishum hachi, katavla b'lo b'dika saguf. Below chafifa, lo salkala tefila chlal. She didn't do any chafifa, didn't do any type of examination. Then the tefila is no good because it may have been a chatzitza. Didn't take any precaution. Rabban as well. He was in the parak test osches 32. But God's me offer below chafifa. Afilo chafal achet tefila has sar kashu chagufa kilo lo tavla. Okay. Again, she didn't do chafifa. Then it's like then it's no good. Okay, even though she may have examined herself, Rabban is machmer, even though she may have examined herself, you have to do both medika and chafifa, otherwise no good. Okay? Even if she found nothing later on. Or also, the bias or by Zion Shar Zion 33, Umshuhachi, Kitovo Bilvad, Medika Shaguf below chafifa, lo also la tvila klal. So the chafifa really is absolutely necessary. All right, so that's the Chumah. The Bach brings us here. He reads Rabban differently. I don't know under Rabban. I'm sure he reads Rabban because the way we have the Rabban, it says, "What got to have a lochav a filo chaval and filo loyot." And I say, "Kilo lo pablo." One second. Lo also Rabban. Oh yeah, he said, look at the end of 34. Rabban says also lo tefila. He may have had a different gears than Rabban. According to Rabban, we said it doesn't work. The Bach quotes Rabban differently than we have it. Because he found Rabban, it would be good. She did the dika without the chafitza, he said it would be good. We have that it wouldn't be good, so I'm not sure. Just pointed out, it seems to have a different gears than Rabban. In any case, the Shulchan Aruch rules Sivches, the second part of Sivches. Avalin lo chof for klal, lo also tefila, afal pisha in a batz megufa. Avalin chof for miyara chatfila, the Sarkma said, lo hidin so shum nima kosher, lo also tefila. She combed her hair out right after she came out of the mikveh. And it was all straight, no knots, nothing, too bad. Okay. And, it's our chalom, chof for makam seir, she only checked out her hair, not the rest of the body, she also tefila, she in a goof, udvar torah, there's no room for a wiggle room there. Okay. No room for any things there. Okay.
If she didn't do the chafifa and did it even before tefila, it's still no good.
That's what you said, yeah. Yeah. Yep. And again, she did it to check herself out afterwards. She caught in your gimbal, the Rashach writes. Shani Omer, Shem of Shaf Tila, her kosher, Achshav Nito, Nishar Masreket. Maybe it was knotted up when she was in the mikveh. Now it just came out. She started combing her hair. Right? So you have to be machmir. You must have the chafifa. That's how we assume halacha here in this sif. So the only kula is the Bala Nefesh writes in Sharat Filos in Beis, okay, the Beis of Storim, you don't have to be as machmir. Okay, the Beis of Storim. On if she didn't do anything before, she didn't check it out, and afterwards you check and you find anything, it's just based on storm, because the base storm doesn't be roy, right? The water doesn't have to go there anyway, just as we roy, it would be as my water doesn't go there. So she didn't do it, and she checked afterwards and didn't find anything good enough by the base of storm. Okay, and that's how Shulchan Aruch ruled here in Sitches. Medvar Mamashar Kalaguf. When did we just say that Tzvila doesn't count? That's Bashar Kalaguf. Of base of storm, Kevin she ain't seen to be as mine. In low ina osam kodem lachain ba'achar kachin osam alo nintam notzav shum dover also latzila. She checked herself afterward, didn't find anything there with the base of storm. We can make it. Okay, we make with the base of storm. Right, and the shach explained not by us, but the shach in the previous in kuf tzadiches with the 40s, they caught in lamed base. He refers to what we're talking about here. Okay, and he said again, you don't need be as mine. This is roy be as mine, and therefore there's room to be mako. The shach sends you over here. Okay, so that's the story of that. Good. That's what we have the coolest, so to speak, by the base of story. Next. So here we find an interesting, you go back for a second to 24, the Gemara had on Salvama Beis. Rava says, Tavla also an insult of Rachotzeis, okay, in Samach, Tavla, Eina Tzvika, Lachol, go again. Okay, you know, if she did, she, you know, she found something afterward, and but she had done a proper chafita before, good. Even though there's something on her now, you assume it came, like, got stuck to her later, and it's good, right? Right, right. So the 24. Now here in 41, the Gemara has an ikadami, another presentation of the case. We said, according to our Gerson, said im somuch lechafifa tavla, that's good enough. If she did a proper chafifa before, you know, now she found something on her, but she had done a proper chafifa before, then we say whatever she found on her now must have come on afterwards, and tefillah is valid. We saw that before, right? 24. Yeah, but the ikadami has a different version. Ikad Amri in 41 says, Ikad Amri im ba'oso hayom shechafafa tavla. If the chafifa was done the same day as the tvila, like the shilta did at night or whatever, then ena tzricha lacho filippo, ilav tzricha lacho filippo. Okay, so that's a different version. Okay, that's a different version. It's not a matter of samach lechafifa tvila, it's a matter of the chafifa being done the same day as the tvila. My bein ayin. What's the difference between these two girses? Yeah, you put together the Gemara needs a sound of base. We have it printed in 2 7 places, 24 and 41. Okay. Now it will be that according to Lishna Kama, as Rashi says, right? Rashi Ikabinai Lishna Kama being Samach Lachafifa Tvila. Okay. However, let's say you did the chafifa in the morning, and then the evening you went to the mikvah in the evening. So according to the Lishna Kama, it would be no good because it wasn't samach lachafifa tefillah, right? You did the tefillah in the morning, went to the mikvah in the evening, wouldn't be samach lachafifa tefillah, okay? She did the Vedika, and she did the Vedika. I said, then it wouldn't be good according to either one of them, because it wasn't the same day and it wasn't summer. But let's say you did the, let's say you did the Chafifa later in the day, and then went to the Mikveh at night. So according to one, you have some of your tefillah, but it's two different days. But that'll be the nafkamina, no? But if you do the chafifa and the tefillah the same time for you, you don't need another tefillah. If not, you do. And that's the ikad amri. That's the other way to look at it. So
the Lishna Kama would say she needs to go again.
You're right. One second. Yet it would still be called the same day, same halachic day. It's not the same halachic day. It's a little confusing. I'll see why in a moment. In other words, Chafifa Samach Tevila. Yes, if you did the chafifa late in the day, or at the end of the day, and it's tefillah at the beginning of the night, okay, that would be a yes, samach chafifa tefillah. It would not be the same day. Right, so that's what the nafkamin would be. Yeah. Okay. So that would be the nafkamin. Might have samach chafifa tefillah, but not the other one. Now, what's confusing here a little bit.
The Ikad Amri would say it's okay.
The Ikad Amri would say that it's not okay because two different days. But the Lishna Kama would say it is okay because it's Samach HaChafifa Tzila. The question is, what is the criteria here? It's Samach HaChafifa Tzila or it's HaChafifa Tzila in the same time slot? That's the question. Sometimes you can have it at the same time. It's a different day, but it's still samach. That's where the nafkamina will come in. So take a look at the Rishonim and see. But before I read it to the Rishonim, I have to caution you. This makes it a little difficult. They had a girsa which had the 2 days reversed. So what they say is lishna kama is our lishna basra. They say lishna basra is our lishna kama. That just throws a monkey wrench into all this. But that's, you follow what I'm saying? They had a different girsa. Take a look in the Bala Nefesh in Gimel in Shara Tvila. Notice his text, 43 Gufa. Amar Rabba, Tavla v'olsa nitzah da v'chotzi im ba'oso yom shechofa tavla en etzvich l'olvim v'av tzvich l'olvim v'ol. Ikad amri im samach l'chavir tavla en etzvich l'olvim v'ol v'im v'av tzvich l'olvim v'ol. So they just have the two cases in the opposite. We have source 24 and source 41. The first case is, the criterion is samach l'chavir v'tvila. The Ikadamri and the criteria is the same day. The Raiva has the reverse girsa. First thing is also yom, and then, so therefore the Raiva writes, the Kaimalam, the third line, Kelishna Basra. But that's our Lishna Kama. That's our first way of learning. He calls the Lishna Basra. The boy is Samo Kafifa Tvila. In low Tavla, Samo Viva Nimsala, Dara Chotzit, Sarap Lofu, Lofu, Vilipo, Paramacheris. Okay? So the Raiva, I'm just saying, he has a different definition. Okay, it's a different order with the case were in the Gemara, different Girsa. So according to the Ravid, and also the Ran, and Shulz Vamud Beis also, it says, Kaimalan Kalishna Basra. Again, that's our Lishna Kama. Okay, that's our Lishna Kama. Meaning, as long as you had some of the Fifa Tvila, you wouldn't have to go back and be Tvila again, even though it might be a different day. All right? Others suggest that there is a bias of Oroch by Zion Shar Zion in 45, and it seems to say like our with Kama and Kalishna Basra, like our Lishna Kama, like our Lishna Basra. That the issue is the same day. Yeah. Okay, same thing with the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam, Parak Beis, Alak Yizayat, 46. Tavla ba'olso, v'nim sa'ad ha'chotzi im ba'oso hayom. Oso hayom, that's our Lishna Basra. Right? That's our Ikadamri. Our Lishna Basra, I mean Ikadamri, right? So he says, v'nim sa'ad ha'chotzi im ba'oso yom, shechava tavla eino tzvich alach v'pam shniya. Okay? Now, the Ravid disagrees. He says, no, the Ravid is shitoso on the Baal Nevi. No. Well, Kaimal and Kalishna Basra, we follow the Lishna Basra, which is our Lishna Kama. Okay, that it's not a matter of Osiyom, it's a matter of Samach HaKafim HaTvila. So different shitas about it. The Ravid Lashitoso disagrees. The Ravid, based on what he said in the Baal Nefesh, disagrees. The Ravid, I'm here, right? So how do we pass it? So Siv Yud, 47, here in Tzimkuf Tzadi Pes. Kofa Fav, Ina Vitova, Avalas, and Insala, Dama Chosin, Ibitoch, Ona, like our Lishna Bas, like our Ikadami. The same time slot in Ainat Sudan Tilakaris and Lab Sudan Tilakaris. Okay, and there are more right. Apo Pisha, Hoysa Hafifa, Samach Lila. Kigon, Shechava Yom, Samach Arab, Tobit Kilis Alila. Hova, I wish they own us, no problem. Right, the Shahar Ramos spells it out. He said, even if I did this Hafifa, Samach Tila, I did the Hafifa late in the day, and right away I went to the Mikra at the beginning of the night. It's pretty Samach. Okay, it's very close. But it's two different times. The Shulchan says no good. Okay, he said again. The Ramor writes in second line 47. Afo pi shohaisa chafifa samach l'tvila. You go and shechafa biyom samach erev utavlo tchila salayla, which is very samach. Still, it's dayonos. Okay. All right. So that's a Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like our ikadamri, like our lushna basa, right? I'm straight. I think that's correct. Shachim, but you dalin, yesh poskim ein mechalkin ben toch ona ele ben samach l'tvila lo. And Shach points out other poskim disagree that they say the criterion is not same time slot, but rather samach l'tvila. Okay, and he put that's the das in the writing, and so on. That's a question of the gears. And he writes, Yesh lahachmer kishtei hadeyas. Okay? Yesh lahachmer kishtei hadeyas. Okay, what do we do? He said the shachli, you try and be machmir like both. Okay, because basically what you do is to avoid the problem is you start the chafifa late in the day. We discussed it already. Let it extend into the night. Do some of the problem in the night. Then you're covered. Then you have both chafifa and you have the same time slot. That's what we mean. Okay, and you always try and do the chafifa and the tefillah. Okay, back to back. Okay, and also you finish it in the same time slot. Okay. Yeah. That's a piece of also writes about above because he says, "Quotes well, those here, the machmir like the Rambam. If you don't do that, you need a tefillah, another tefillah." Okay. All right. So that's this issue. Once again. Okay. Okay. Let's put it up. All right. Next case. All right. So now let's move on to see if. You know, listen to this case. Chulin, you want chulin, it's not even neither. It's more chulin. Okay, Yud Amin Aleph. Yud Amin Aleph and chulin. I went there for glass. No. Yeah, I'm going to trouble with that. Even if you require another chatzitza, you wouldn't, another tefillah, you wouldn't need another chatzitza. All right. Let's move on. So the Gemara Chulin, Yudam and Allah. Okay. Masiv Rava, Ziyua, the Rav Yehuda. Tovel, the Allah, the Nimsa, Allah. You're talking about not necessarily a woman, but anybody who goes to the mikvah. Okay. Someone was Tovel, and he came out, he found something which is the Dabar Chotzitz. Okay. Afopish and his Asik Bosa mean Kola and Kulo. Also, too, what happened here? A guy came out of the mikveh. Because Rashi says, and after he came out of the mikveh, was working with stuff that would be a chatzitza, sticky things, paint, whatever it was. Okay, that he was working with all day. So, we could argue that had nothing to do with the tefillah. He was working with that material after he came out of the mikveh. That's how it got on. Nevertheless, unless he says, "No, I know I didn't have this on before I go to Borili, I'm sure." Follow? If he found a Dabar HaChotzeis, the tefillah would not be good unless he'd be sure that it wasn't there, even if it's a min that he normally works with, right? Now, Tosos wonders, 53, there, you never know, he wants Anshi Homer, Borili. Why don't we make the same distinction? It should depend whether it's chafifa, sama, chutfila, the same distinction we just talked about. My doctor tells me, yes, they're chulin. Hocha lo mafik bein tovel sama chafifa, lo tovel sama chafifa. Okay? And I like the case in either. Why is it different? And I say, why don't we say it should depend whether it was chafifa, sama, chutfila. You know, he did a chafifa, proper check, and the one right away, why don't we make, or the other gifts of the same day, whatever the issue was, why don't we pull? Tos assumes like, we don't make a distinction here between Tovel Samach and Tvila, the Chafi below Tovel Samach. Why? We made that distinction earlier, okay? Under the Gemara and Samach Bob and Reis, right? The way we have it, the first gear, so not Shikha Dhamma, back in 24. Tovel of also Nito Dabar Chotzeis, we said, in Samach, the Chafi of Tovel, Eina Tvika, Loh Chavalipo. Why is it different here? Why is it different here? We should say, well, did the guy do a proper Chafi before going in or not? It depends on that. Just like it depends on that either. That tells us kashrus. Amar v'natam, v'hachiv mari v'nimtza guf, v'hasam mari v'nimtza marosh, v'chafifa lo tikan ela marosh. So he gives a teretz, v'natam gives a teretz, based on a whole discussion we had, what is chafifa, dafka the rosh, the whole body, part of the body where the hairs are, and so on and so forth. Okay, so he says, there in Chulin, says that v'natam holds, that here we're talking about, they found the thing on the body, okay, and therefore that's a different thing. Therefore, we have to be more machmir. Okay, there because the real chafifa, because we probably didn't really do a real chafifa. The real chafifa is a din in the roach. So then we said it was sure they did a proper chafifa, you can be makel. But here the thing was found on the body, so the chafifa is not required on the body. So therefore, we can't assume that he did a proper chafifa. Okay, that's a possible. The other thing was Tosus and Nida. That was Tosus Kula and Yudra Alaf Dir Masa and Shioman. Tosa Nida, Salvava Beis, Im Sava, raise the same kasha. Okay? Raise the same kasha. And he says, right, well, why is there a difference? He says, because Hasam Bishalot Tova, Samach Afifa. It's true, the same chilek applies. That was talking about a case over there in Chol where he didn't do the chafif of Samach Afifa. But if he did, would that be good? No, to the particular Metzias, Tov says the case in Chulin was you didn't do chafif for Samach Atvil. But if you did, it was the same thing. Right? The Gemara doesn't mention it. Hasam lo Mafli, the Gemara didn't make the prediction. But that's what it's talking about. That's what it's talking about. All right? Got it? So the Rashbo and the Chidushim also, they're in Chulin, Yudav and Aleph, the Masu Mosim. Rav, you're right. Umayri can go into Chofav Kodom Tvila. The Lo Chofav, I feel no longer to never hold the laws of Tvila. My name is Lochof of Samoch Tvila. It could say it's the same thing. That's what it's talking about. The same Chilik. Okay? Same Chilik. Yeah. Now, the Rashbo and the Bias of Kotzer, okay, mentioned in general, the Chafifa has to be Samoch. Kama was Samoch. It's got to be near, okay, close to it. The question was Samoch means. Of all this, askabolach atvila in a choshesis, and I'm asking, mesig nidbak mazet, achatvila. To reglaim a dovish, mtkila chafa for vodka, atro cheska duke yomedes. Okay. Basically, Rashbo writes, and just summarizing the halacha, he says, if you did a proper chafifa, then you can assume that whatever got on afterwards. It's not a problem. But he writes, v'yesh agdolam shahar gam bezela achmer, ad shetomar borilig, say, barley, like Gemara says, you have to actually say, you have to know for a fact. That's tougher, know for a fact. Okay, but yet that's how the Rambam passes also. In Perek Beis, Halacha Chav Gimel, Hilchos Mikvos, Misha Tovah Ba'olav and Insolav of Nover Chotzeit, Afal Pi, Shinisastros Min Kolayom Kula, Hari B'Tumosach, Me'odea Ani B'Vadai, Shalom Ha'ezel Ma'i Kodam Atzila. Ov Hilchos Atameh, Hamed Tameh Al-Tumosach, Ad Shetir V'Vadai Shetan. That's a question. You have to actually have to say, I know for sure. That's what Rashbam and Rambam seem to require. And Shulchan Aruch does not. It's if you know, 58. It's askable samin archatvila. Alinazman made the tila badika in the Torah to the Lacheris. Shani Tola also mentions askable. Avalin lo chofer for korma tvila. Then ain't tolen bo afalpishin is askable archatvila. She didn't do a chafifa. Then you can't assume that it got on. But notice he does not say, the main thing is he did a chafifa. He does not say what? You have to say barley. Okay, you have to say barley. So the Chaver leaves that out. He says, did you do a chafif or not? That's the question. Okay, but he did not say, and the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're osik with them in after tefillah, it can be told on it. If you didn't do a chafif before, you can't be told on it. Okay, and
so if he or she did chafif, we
presume that it was not there before tefillah, exactly. The Chaver did not say, I have to know that it wasn't there. Out of the shock and spot design. Quotes the Bach, like the other Gedol, the Rashbo quoted, the Rambam said also, ain't all the Hakajatar barley. Now, you don't have to say barley. Okay? You don't have to say barley. And that's the shock of the Rashbo. The Kedushim says like that and so on. Aruch HaShulchan also says, Yemachranas. Laika, this is Aruch HaShulchan, our Simon Kuk Tzadik, that's Simon called Gimel. Laika Ladina, Dim Achar HaTvila Nimtza Darachote, Tzricha Tvila Acheres. She knows definitively. Okay. Right now, another cooler though on this whole case is again if the thing was found in the base of Storm. The right in the Shah Tzvila about Everson Bayes writes, she didn't do any kind of bedika, not on her teeth, and not, she didn't do that to the base of storm. Okay. And she didn't do anything afterwards either, until she already ate and so on. And now she wants to brush her teeth, and she sees all the stuff between the teeth. The yavna and kula telling about marmina the bus of ala bahova ain't sweet and she all my mind. It says by a base of storm, there's room to make a here, says the Bala Nefesh, when it comes to the Beis HaStorm, you can make it and say it came in afterwards, even though she didn't. And it was this whole thing we told her she had to have done a chafifa, that's by regular. By the Beis HaStorm, even if she didn't do it, okay, and she found something later on, after she ate the cheese or a steak or whatever it is, and now she found stuff between her teeth, there we can be makel, because again, you don't have to have water unless we roi at the dinner abundant, so we're more makel. Okay, that's what the Ravid says. We're careful. The what?
Yeah,
the basis
of
starving to go away. Right, the basis of starving is you have to have royal spine. Okay, but even if you didn't do the chafifa before, we can make all that it wasn't there before. If you already ate and everything else, make all that came in later. And certainly you don't have to say barley. You don't have to say barley or the chaver in the other case. You don't have to say barley here. But full disclosure, or can't disagree. It's in a shinya test. Okay, sounds like you wouldn't eat even in the base of star. However, the Mechaber doesn't. Mechaber is Mekel. Here in Sif Yud Beis, 63. Medra, Murmashar, Kalagul, a base of star. In Lo Ina, also according to the Rachatzilla, Gamkein Lo Ina. It is not that she found something right afterwards. She didn't look at all in the base of star until later on. And then she found Ajin Sasu, the Rachote, Macharka, Tintabos, Amin, Tol, Nahakir. And we're clarifying the point. Okay. And then the Shachkov Simkhani test writes that the Rokech disagrees, as he said earlier in Simkut Tarichas, Gimel, the print of the Rokech, that's your matter. But let's remember, okay, even by the base of starring, if she went ahead and checked herself right after she came out, then found it, then it's a problem. It's only if she ate or whatever afterward, then it's a problem in the base of starring. Okay, that's why the Mechaber writes, here in Sifri Beis in 63, Al Beis Astarim, in Lo Ina Oso B'Kodom Atzila, V'Gam, V'Achar Atzila Gam Kein Lo Ina, until she started using this, whatever, sticky stuff, or playing with this paint, or whatever it is. So then we can make them. But if, before she touched anything else, she checked the cell, she went out of the make them found, and then it's a problem, even in the Beis Astarim. Okay, remember that case that Gemara, Rebbe is made, which she found in the teeth. That was right after she came out, she didn't eat in the middle of it. Okay? Last thing, finish this simon. Okay, we have this more before too. And what do we have to follow? Amar Gil Amarav, 66. Neither sums not at all. 66. Amar Gil Amarav. Nosna Tavshel Dove Tolov Also Also Tvila. Afagat Nashilecha Amar Yuni Nafa. What if I had that Gemara? She gave some to her kid, and that's going to pass a little tefillah, even though it's nothing to honor, because maybe it fell out when she was coming out of the mikvah. We had that gemara. So, case here is, what if in between the chafif and the tefillah, she touched something? She gave some to her kid in between the chafif and the tefillah. Right? So the Bayis HaKotzer writes, Bayis Zayin Shar Zayin, 67, Tov lo samach chafifa. Okay, that's what she's supposed to do. Elosh nis'asko ben chafif l'tzilu v'am shosu chatzisa. Oh, she knows the tapshim, no. Okay. Oh, I'm also tapshim in the Dharma in Brooklyn. It's some sticky stuff. Like, let me give some example, sticky things. Then lo also tefillah. So lochosh, sheish lochosh, shem nidbak, min tapshim. B'hoyal, I'm shana tefillah. I don't care if you did a chafifa. If in between the chafifa, in between the chafifa and the tefillah, she handled something, then that's going to undo the chafifa. Now we can't say it's good. Unless, the Rosh Bo finishes the last line of 67. Ellen came. Ino benafsho. She checked herself after she gave it. She washed herself again, whatever. She checked herself out. Then, okay, that's a different story. Okay. That's what the Mordechai writes also in Rav Tavshon Chesia. In us, Tavshon Lov and Tova, Perishalo, Ina, Biadea, Kodotila. The problem is she didn't look at herself. If she did, then she would not necessarily need another tefillah. So that's the Shulchan Aruch rules here in Sifyut Gimel. Finish the simon. Chafafa kodem tefila. Ubein chafif l'tefila nis'asko b'dvar mechotot. Oshe nosna da tavshar l'idbukba. And she gave some sticky stuff. Lo also tefila afilin bodka miyara achat tefila v'lo tzal shum da mechotot. Shani omar b'leyosa me'amayim. Nothing better. Even she checked herself out right away. Had nothing on her. Yeah, but maybe when they came out in the water. Otzvika tefila acharis. And there are more rights. Miu. In bodka atzma kodem tefila rosa shalom yidbukba shum dover. But she checked herself afterwards. Then ain't zark tefila cheres, okay? Yeah. Finally, the shach. Yeah, shach is caught in the chav. I did there again. I just elaborate that point. I'm not there. The chapter says what the material is and so on. It talks about the stock of my clothes. We can leave that out. Okay, we'll stop over here. That's the end of the simon. And the mitzvah, next simon is the brichas atfil, which is the last simon in Hilchos Nida.